While the Cavaliers are still basking in the glory of their first championship, other NBA teams have begun the frenzy of assembling their rosters for next year. It's called free agency, a period when teams can sign players whose contracts are up. And this month, they've been doling out dollars like never before. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, there have been some outrageously huge contracts handed out in the first week of free agency.
It always has been, but Amanda, there's never been a salary explosion like this one.
Yeah.
Matthew Dellavedova got how much from Milwaukee per year?
$10 million?
Almost. $38 million for four.
Okay.
I never thought I would say $10 million a year is deli money.
Yeah, because he's kind of just like a backup, basically.
Backup guy, yeah. But that's where it went. What happened is this past year, the salary cap went up from $70 million to $94 million. Went up that much because a bunch of network TV money got poured into the league and they divided up the players. Mm-hmm. But here's something people don't talk about. The cap is $94 million. You can go over it and pay luxury tax. That's what the Cavs do. There's also a thing called the salary cap floor.
The floor.
The floor is $85 million.
Which means what?
Suppose you and I own the Cavaliers, and we decide we're going to run a discount operation here, and our payroll is only $70 million mm-hmm. at the end of the year. The league would then come in, because it's as part of the labor agreement, and say you must spend $85 million. So you are at $70 million, you must spend $15 million more, and if you don't spend it on some contracts on your players now, we will take it and divide it up with everybody on your roster.
Really?
Yes. So what you're seeing is some teams who are not very good and had lower payrolls, thrown a ton of money at very mediocre players, to hit the floor.
Is there too much money to go around?
In some respects, there is way too much to go around.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing about the money game in the NBA. They want to beat the team in the negotiation game. That's number one. The agents want to.
They want to win.
They want to win. Helps them attract new clients. Hmm. Number two. The players do compare salaries.
Amongst each other.
Yes, they do. Right now, Dwayne Wade is a free agent.
From the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. Remember, he was one of LeBron's closest friends. Mm-hmm. He is how old?
34.
He's coming to the end of the line. Now, Dwayne Wade's made hundreds of millions of dollars in his career. That doesn't matter. Dwayne Wade has never had a maximum contract or anything close to that. Hmm. He wants to be paid. And he wants $50 million for 2 years.
Wow.
I mean, there's all these rumors about the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are like way past the salary cap. They would almost like just have to give away Kevin Love to some team. And
Dwayne Wade not coming here.
Not coming here. Another thing about the money game. In 2010, when LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade went to Miami, they all signed contracts for about $19 million each. Exact, I mean, right to the penny. Which is about $2 million under the maximum contract. Mm-hmm. Well, the players later on discovered this. Say you and I are owning the Chicago Bulls. And Derrick Rose, star a couple years ago, comes in for his contract. He wants the maximum contract. We're saying, well, LeBron James doesn't get the max. Okay.
Yeah.
So they were using these contracts to try and undercut other really good players. Well, LeBron and those guys heard this and got very upset. They hadn't thought that through. So that's another reason these guys. LeBron, when he came to Cleveland, he told Dan Gilbert, I will always have some form of the maximum contract. LeBron James was never the totally highest paid player on his team until he came to the Cavaliers. Your head could go spinning on this, but just think of it as competitive people looking at millions upon millions of dollars that are incomprehensible to most of us, and just trying to beat the game. They want to beat the owners out of how much they could get. The owners want to hold the line on how much they give. Mm-hmm. And the agents want to get very attractive contracts to bring in new clients. And the players keep score, not just on the scoreboard, but also in the area of contracts. Welcome to the NBA in 2016. And remember, if you don't spend your $85 million, they'll spend it for you.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.